You're listening to the audio production of Deep-Rooted Marriage, Cultivating Intimacy, Healing, and Delight by Dr. Dan Allender and Dr. Steve Call, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the authors with Becky Allender and Lisa Call. To Rebecca Ann Allender, in all the world, there's no heart for me like yours. In all the world, there's no love for you like mine. Quote from Maya Angelou, Dan.
To my dear wife, Lisa, it is a privilege to walk this path with you. You are truly a gift, Steve.
A note from Dan. It was one of those nights I couldn't sleep. I turned over and gazed at the lump of covers I knew was my wife. For some reason, I needed to be sure she was breathing. There was no health issue in mind. I just had to know for sure. Eventually, her subtle, quiet breathing quelled my concern, and I tried to fall back to sleep. Memories started to crawl into bed and nudge me to acknowledge their presence. I elbowed one or two to let them know I had no interest, but they persisted. I finally submitted to being fully conscious, and the memory of our second night as a married couple rose to the surface. We were 20-something, sitting in a car on a steep, snowy road, unable to get up a North Carolina mountain and reach a little cabin that would serve as our honeymoon suite. It was our destination because it was free. We were as poor as proverbial church mice, and we had, at that moment, just enough money to get back home to Florida. We certainly did not have the means to pay for a tow service or hotel. Less than 48 hours into our marriage, and we were in a jam, facing our first challenge as a husband and wife. I wonder, how long was it for you and your partner? However many hours or days in, and whatever the struggle, there was a first time you were in a tight spot with your spouse, a position where it was plausible to think, this moment is hard, but it can be the making of us. And there have been countless more moments like it since. Every marriage is an ongoing story with highs and lows, joys and disasters. And it is shaping each of us for better or worse. No one, not one single human being, wants to be shaped by their marriage for worse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?